I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Obama today announced a reshuffling of his national security team. He nominated CIA Chief Leon Panetta to replace outgoing Defense Secretary Robert Gates at the Pentagon. And General David Petraeus is Obama's pick to take over at the CIA.
These are the leaders that I've chosen to help guide us through the difficult days ahead. I will look to them and my entire national security team for their counsel, continuity, and unity of effort that this moment in history demands.
The U.S. military and diplomatic leadership in Afghanistan is also changing. All these appointments will need to be confirmed by Congress. Tom Ricks is senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security in Washington and author of several books on defense issues, including The Gamble, General Petraeus, and the American Military Adventure in Iraq. He says the moves shed some light on President Obama's goals going forward.
I think the Panetta move, sending him to the Pentagon, is a signal that he is quite determined to bring down the defense budget. Panetta's background in Congress was as a budget guy. He was at one point chairman of the budget committee. So I think at the Pentagon, what you're seeing is Obama wants a guy who's going to manage a sharp decline in the defense budget and keep the lid on the place. Petraeus I know pretty well, and I think it's a bit of a puzzlement why they're sending him over to CIA. It's not a natural fit, but he is a smart, hardworking guy. I think it was time to get him out of Afghanistan. They've been working him hard for years. Most people wouldn't think of the CIA as a rest and relaxation post, though for Petraeus, I think it kind of will be. It also may be a signal that what they want to do is bring down the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan, and as they do, increase the CIA's percentage of operations there. So it'll be a natural fit in that way.
I mean, the appointment of Petraeus is one of the most interesting ones of this shift. He's, of course, Mr. Counterinsurgency, having helped design and implement huge changes to the way America fights its wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Whereas the CIA is supposed to be about spying and intelligence. Are we seeing a blurring of the lines here?
We kind of are. I think there's a legitimate worry on the part of people like Andrew Bacevich at Boston University that we've seen a militarization of foreign policy, and this is then a corollary, the militarization of intelligence operations. That said, the parallel between the two and the sense in this is what Petraeus realized is that counterinsurgency is much more about intelligence than it is actually about going out and shooting military weapons. I remember what one smart company commander said to me one day in Iraq. He said, I have 150 guys who pull triggers and two guys who do intelligence. What I really need is the opposite, 150 guys who gather intelligence and then two guys who act on it and go out and pull triggers. So I think in that sense, Petraeus understands the centrality of intelligence, and I think the CIA will be very receptive to that.
As head of Central Command, General Petraeus has reportedly authorized U.S. Special Operations troops to collect intelligence in places like Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Iran, and Yemen. All are non-war zones and outside the military's traditional purview. In many ways, this would seem to be competition with the CIA. Has that won Petraeus many friends in the agency?
Well, I'm not sure it's so much competition as the CIA, like a lot of the U.S. military, is probably getting pretty tired for having operated at high speed for 10 years since 9/11. A lot of people are looking for some help here. And I think what you saw was special operators pulled in to augment, to complement, and to even protect CIA operations. Don't forget also that in Afghanistan, Petraeus has played a role in overseeing the drone strikes that are being conducted frequently in Pakistan against suspected al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders. So he's been working pretty closely with them in Afghanistan and before that in Iraq for several years now.
Tom Ricks, senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security, helping us get a handle on the significance of the leadership changes announced today in the president's national security team. Tom Ricks, thanks so much.
You're welcome.